We took a pot out of the oven. We took the pot, we put some water in, we said, hey, let's turn on the stove. So we turned on the stove, we took the strings, we dumped them into the pot, let the water fucking boil. Strings were fucking clean. All his fucking finger grease and all that shit just came piling off. And I said, you know what? You don't need to buy no goddamn new strings. You got a fucking bass right here. It's all clean. Let's put those motherfucking wet ass motherfucking strings back on your goddamn motherfucking bass and let's play. Okay? We gotta play. Alright? So, put the strings back on and I was like, okay. Now the strings are back on and you're all like Mr. Bassman and shit. You said you played bass once for Black Sabbath on tour when they're in the States back in the 80s. You said that. So let's see you play. Why can't you play? You said playing was like your thing. You're all down in the bass. You're all down low. Low on your bass. Telling your mom comes in, I hear the bass, I'm annoying me. You're down low at the bass every motherfucking day. Your mom said that when you play bass, you need to put in your goddamn earphones. Earphones when you play bass. We're down here, your mom's upstairs, you want to show off, you know, how well you can play your new bass on your new strings. But, you know, if you play it on your amp, I'm just going to hear your mom, and your mom's going to come down and ruin the whole recording. And I'm like, that's just not going to happen. Anyway.
Forget about it.
I was reading Bassman Magazine, and Bassman Magazine said, if you boil the strings, they get weak. They turn into rubber bands. They're like weak rubber bands. Yes, they're clean. You get the clean sound, but they're weak rubber bands. You don't want that shit. Alright? Bass is bass. You're not the ace of bass. You're just a bass man.
Thank you.